Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. We're going to be talking about Lock It or Lose It, and lots of it going on as well. Darren, it's good to see you.
Great to be here, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Now, Darren, let's talk about the bike sale that seems like it was forever ago when we had lovely weather.
Yes, it was. It was maybe 2 weeks ago, and the weather was great. It was hot and sunny, and we were feeling good.
And it was a good bike sale overall?
Yeah, it was great, Jamie. We had a really good outturn for it and a lot of really good positive feedback from
it.
So most of the bikes sold, I think I would say about 95% of the bikes sold, and we raised some good money for Optimist Club.
Of Stratford, absolutely. And still, you can get information on the 529 bike registry as well.
Yeah, it's open all the time. So if you wish to register your bike, and with the topic that we're discussing today, lock it or lose it, it's a good time to do it. So register your bike before the winter, before you store it away in that shed, in case it goes missing over the winter time. It does happen. I hate to say it, but it does happen.
It does happen. And yeah, lock it or lose it. If it's your vehicle, if it's your house, lock it or lose it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more than just your car or your vehicle. So make sure that you, when you leave the house, lock your doors. Like we mentioned, your shed as well, or if you have a garage, make sure that it's locked up as well. So it's not an easy target for somebody to just open up and go inside.
And when we talk about our vehicles, especially now we're getting into holiday shopping, it's a good idea to keep those gifts and whatnot out of sight.
Absolutely. It's more than just locking your door. It's about making sure that you're presenting yourself as not being a target overall. So putting those items out of sight, make sure that you take things inside when you get home at night and not leaving it wide open and visible in your car.
Exactly. And when we talk about if you unfortunately have lost something or something has been stolen, it is important to report it.
Yes, it is. It's very important to report it. Funny enough, we talked about the bike sale. There were a number of people who came into the bike sale and talked about, oh, I had a bike stolen recently. And we would always question, did you call the police? And quite a few people respond with, no, I didn't know I could do that. So they posted it on Facebook, hoping that somebody would see it. But please call us and let us know that it's missing. As you can see, we get a lot of bikes that get found. And not only through our municipality, but with Project 529, it goes North American wide. So if your bike shows up in London, it shows up in Barrie, it shows up somewhere in the GTA, there's a chance that bike can come back to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point right there. Again, with Lock It or Lose It with Stratford Police Service. And I'm thinking too now with wintertime with snow on the ground, you almost get, it's not the word lazy, but you're thinking, well, you know, there's nobody out and about, you know, not like the summertime sort of thing. So you forget to lock your vehicle. You forget to lock your shed. You don't think, well, through the snow, nobody can get to the shed. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, and it's certainly not being lazy because we all do it, myself included. We carry our groceries inside of the house and our hands are full and we think we're going to lock the car, but then you get busy and the next thing you know, it's the night has gone by and your car has gone through.
And again, when you're out and about doing your shopping, wherever you're parking, make sure you lock that vehicle.
Yeah, this is just a friendly reminder and something to keep in your consciousness. We certainly don't want to make people feel bad for not doing it. But yeah, just make sure that you have that in your mindset so
yes,
that you
exactly.
are locking
It's
your
just
car.
About keeping that in mind.
Absolutely. Just keeping
sure.
it in mind. Yep.
And keep in mind, too, also with Perth OPP and with Stratford Police Service, the Festive Ride campaign is back for the holidays, back for the season now.
Yeah, it is. So this is something that we focus on every year around this time. So we want to make sure that our roadways are safe. Impaired driving is a major concern in throughout North America. So we need to do our part in our area, make sure that we are following those protocols and make sure that, so the police are out there to make sure that our roads are safe and to check drivers for impaired driving, but also as an educational component too. So we're going to be there providing information, making sure that you are sober and safe.
It's Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Lock it or lose it. And again, as we mentioned, the Festive Ride program. And it just felt nice to talk about bike sales. Nicer weather. Are you enjoying the winter weather?
Oh, so far, so good. We'll see. We'll reconvene in January.
Yes, exactly. And we should remind, too, folks, with the early sort of winter weather that we have, do slow down when you see snow, go slow.
Yep. Make sure you're slowing down. Make sure you're cleaning off your windows. Make sure your car is completely snow-free before you take off.
All right. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks again, Darren.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.